Here's Brett Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Unless you're 614, then you can't text the show. Wow, I have listened to more national ESPN shows this week than I have in 2 years. Bad content, guys. I hate to break it to you, but let me try to put this the best way I can. We're not always going to do content that you love. Not going to happen every segment, every second. Every now and then you're going to hear, I'm not interested in Game of Thrones. I'd rather hear more and more about the basketball, which, boy, did we do endlessly today. That's okay. We're not trying to appeal to just you, 614. We're trying to appeal to everybody. So we're going to do a little bit of everything. And for the most part, people like it. So do me a favor. I don't really need you to text me in and say, bad content, guys. Just turn the channel and go listen to something else. Okay? Because we're going to do what we do, and the people who like it. The people who don't, don't. And you're not going to get to micromanage our content by saying, I don't like this. In fact, you do stuff like that, we're probably just going to keep talking about it for an hour. Because we're stupid that way. Just saying. Anyway, I digress.
You get worked up very easily.
I know. I get it. It's like you take so much. I mean, people take pride in, I guess they take pride in the show that they listen to, and they want it to be exactly what they want. What gets me is people want us to say exactly what they want us to say, as opposed to, how about just sit back and enjoy it, and if you disagree with us, fine. You don't like the topic, fine. Stick around. You're going to hear something you like.
The reality is, I've been doing this for so long, and I know you've been doing it for a long time, too, now. You come to realize that while I would love to make everybody happy, it's just not possible. So if there's something you don't like today, maybe there will be something you like tomorrow. And if there's not, the show's probably not for you. That's kind of what I say.
Yeah, well,
I realized a long time ago, I realized that not everybody is going to love my show.
Well, and I'm just asking you to stop texting me and telling me you don't like what we do. I don't care that you don't like it. All right? Because we're not going to change. I mean, there's a reason we are where we are, and we've done what we've done. And every now and then, yeah, if you want to have a nice long discussion with me about, you know, the theory behind the things we do, fine, send me an email. I'll talk to you for hours about that. But to just send stupid texts like that, no, it doesn't irritate me. I mean, they're trying to get to you. No, it's not getting to me. It's just I don't understand that mindset. Like, I hate Walking Dead now. I don't watch Walking Dead. Did I tweet them and say, boy, you guys suck, I don't like your content anymore? No, I just quit watching.
Yeah.
So, no, we're never going to program the show to where it's every single thing you want. And if that's what you want, we're not for you. I'm sure you can find some show out there that will do that.
Because, hell, the show's not even – Fred doesn't like the content 100% of the time. I don't like the content 100% of the time, but we're trying to do a balanced show here.
Meh. Anyway. I don't care. If you don't like the show, I hope you die. I don't really have any use for you. I mean, it's that simple. If you do like the show, great. If you don't, that's your choice.
It's fair.
Go somewhere and die. Crawl in a corner.
I know plenty of people who don't like the show that I don't want to die. You know, like, I've got aunts and uncles who don't like to listen
to my
show.
Well, family doesn't count.
Okay.
Family doesn't count. But, I mean, just in general, if you're somebody out there who listens and you just don't like it for whatever reason, whether you don't like me or you don't like AJ or, God forbid, you don't like Jong. If you don't like Jong, you don't like puppies. I get that. Some people don't like puppies. Then that's okay. Just go die somewhere.
I honestly don't care if you like me or not, as long as you listen all the time. That's what I prefer.
I prefer you not listen.
If you hate me, just listen, but listen quietly. And, like, try not to be so charged up all the time. You know, get your panties in a wad. I don't have time for that, but just keep listening.
Hmm. Yeah, see, and now I'm getting more complaints than ever from people about stuff just because I dared to say something about it. So
that's what you get.
Yeah, you know what? Guess what? That means no more texts for the rest of the day.
You know what you should do?
What?
Delete that text app.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking of getting it. You
know how many texts to the show I've ever read?
Yeah, none.
None. Not one.
And if you did, you would. There's people out there you'd want to kill. I mean, some of these people are just dumb. They're message board trolls from the old days with, you know, Orange Bloods or whatever. Well, this is what they've graduated to is texting. But see, what I've started doing is I have this app now that tells me where the texts come from and who they are. And like that the other day, I got that guy from the roofing company, texted me from a roofing company and called us rhymes with meatards. Yeah, so what I'm going to do, if you text us, I'm going to call out your company on air. Because I have an app now.
That seems harsh.
Well, I do. What I don't like is this whole society where
you've got to just ignore it, Fred.
I'm probably going to let them troll you. Well, but here's the thing. You know what trolls are? Trolls are cowards. Trolls are people who can hide behind their little phone number and send stuff in and think nobody's going to call them out and nobody's going to tell them that they're horrible human beings who deserve to die in bloody accidents. But no, if you're going to do that, I'm going to have your number. And if you have a business that you're working for, I'm going to call it out on air so you know that there is going to be repercussions for you being a dick.
Okay.
Is that fair?
If that's what you're into.
I kind of am, yeah. I'm sort of tired of these.
I've made you king of the text line, so I guess you have that power.
It's either that or we kill the text entirely. Because, I mean, 99% of them are really good. Well, I say that, 92%.
Yeah.
But the other thing is we just kill them.
Like I said, I've never read a single text sent to this show, so I don't really care. But that's on you.
Well.
You have all the power when it comes to that.
Hmm. Yeah, see, like this kind of crap. Oh, my God, stop acting like a bunch of sissy teenage girls about who likes you and who don't. You were picked on in high school. We get it. Move on. Trey. No, Trey, I was a guy who picked on people in high school. I was an a-hole. So, yeah, you got it wrong.
Not me.
Well,
I was a loser.
No, that's a problem is guys like that.
I was bullied, Trey, and now you've given me PTSD about it. Thanks.
Now, honestly, no, Trey, you're the guy who doesn't have the balls to go talk to somebody in person or to tweet us directly from your name. You have to do it from, and that's probably not even your real name because you're the whiny little bitch. So that's the kind of stuff that drives me nuts. You're right. That's it. End of the text line. It ends today. Congratulations. You want to contact the show? You tweet us, so at least there's a face on it. I respect that. Or you hit us up on Facebook.
What if they have an egg?
I'm okay with that.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. Because that's easy. If they only have like one follower, they're easy to get rid of.
Okay.
But yeah, that's it. End of we are ending the text today.
Well,
congratulations.
Why don't you just go back to blocking bad texters?
Because it takes time.
Like if they're texters who are just trying to charge you up.
Because I'll have to spend the whole break blocking everybody who just texted in the last 10 minutes.
I mean, what else do you got to do?
All right, you're right. I'll
you
just
ate
do
your
that.
Dinner.
I did. There's a lot of garlic in those mashed potatoes.
I love garlic.
That's a little much for me.
My wife hates that I love garlic so much. Like, she can smell it coming from my pores when I've had garlic. Which is kind of gross, but to me it's kind of cool. Mm. You know, it's like a garlic musk. I like that.
Mm. All right, I'm going to go through on the break here and block people.
Okay.
So, there you go. And you know what? See, the other thing I wanted...
You got to keep your pimp hand strong,
I know, but
Fred.
One of these days, man, I just want to give out these people's phone number over the air that tweet, that text the stuff they do, and just let the blitzers deal with it. And just inundate them with texts. And, you know, I don't feel mean enough to do that. But it's kind of like, I think at some point there has to be accountability. We have accountability for what we say. These bitches don't. That's all I'm saying. Let's create some accountability. Let's make this a fair playing field. Anyway.
Ryan says, I like the show and I like you guys, but Game of Thrones is absolutely insufferable. That's all right, Ryan.
Yeah.
I mean,
you don't have to listen when we talk Thrones. It's okay. There's shows that AJ likes that I don't like. There's shows that I like that he doesn't.
And like you said, Ryan's Twitter profile says all about them Astros, boss. I find talking about the Astros insufferable at times, but
we should, though.
It's kind of our job.
We should, though. We haven't talked about the Astros today. Yeah.
Didn't we a little bit? I don't know. I feel like we did, maybe. Yeah. I'm trying to avoid it.
Mm.
Oh, well. All right. You know what else I'm trying to avoid, Fred? Letting money fly out my windows.
Don't do that. You should close your windows.
Close your windows. And sometimes if you've got crappy windows, you might close them and money will fly out anyway. That's why you need to holler at the guys over at Window World. They've got premium quality double-hung, double-pane windows that reduce the leaking of your air conditioning and heating dramatically, which means you're going to save energy. which means in turn you're going to save money, which means in turn the windows will pay for themselves. Isn't that great? And if you're bothered by street noise or traffic noise, the insulating feature on Window World replacement windows soundproof your home so you can sleep in on the weekend, take a nap in the afternoon. They've got a lifetime warranty, which includes breakage. So if a lawnmower shoots a rock through your window, they're going to come out and take care of it free of charge. Plus, the warranty is transferable if you sell your home, so that's added value to the house. There's 100 reasons why you should get Window World windows and no reasons why you shouldn't. They guarantee the best quality at the best price to replace your old leaky or aluminum or wooden windows with energy-saving double-pane windows. There's an easy way to check it out. Get a free estimate in your home. 713-439-1172 or go to windowworldhouston.com. Doors and siding are also available. That's Window World, 713-439-1172. Simply the best for less.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. A RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Live Sports Bar on Main. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Okay, so 17 numbers have been muted.
Dang.
How's
you
that?
Hard, bro.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm in a no BS mood today. You know,
it's Friday. I thought you were
going to
be
Friday.
In a good mood.
No, I'm in a good mood. It's just I.
You're just not letting somebody.
No, I'm. You know what? I'm just tired of people complaining about. You know, if somebody goes off on us, we just let it go. Okay, fine. That's
let
cool.
It go.
But if
let it go.
After a point, I am going to say, you know what? Screw you. You can't just say stuff like that with no repercussions. So yeah, you're muted. So you can. Text all you want. I'm not going to see it. Congratulations. I just feel like every now and then we have to have a purge.
I'm okay with that.
And, yeah, I don't want to get rid of the text line because some people, as I well know, sometimes you're going through a divorce. You need to not be on Facebook or Twitter. I get that. So I want the text line for those people. But we have to get rid of that element out there, and we're going to work on that. All right, I have a study for you, and I think this dovetails well off what we were just talking about.
All right.
Would you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
I'll let you.
I think this is fair. You're an introvert.
Okay, I'll let you be the judge of that.
I think it's pretty fair to say I'm an extrovert.
Yeah.
Well, this ought to tell you something. A new study from researchers in Finland suggests that no matter which personality group you may belong to, interacting with people might make you happy at the moment, but leave you tired a few hours later.
Always leaves me tired.
They studied just 48 people, so let's be careful about this. But it says, personality researchers used a questionnaire-based method called experience sampling. One of the big results we got from this type of research is that it's shown we use the whole spectrum of traits in our daily behavior. Everybody may sometimes act in a highly extroverted or highly introverted ways in their daily life, but how do certain kinds of behavior affect our mood? We found that people tend to be happier when they behave in an extroverted way. However, after 3 hours, which I don't want to say it.
3 minutes.
3 hours of our show, if people have behaved in an extroverted way, they are more tired.
Okay.
So basically, because we have to do this show, because you have to be extroverted on the show, technically, then we're going to be tired because people wear you out. That's the point of this study.
Maybe the people listening to us are getting that too, because they're feeling the they're feeling that we're talking so much that we're like they're interacting with us. Maybe they're tired of us too.
Hmm. Possibly. Well, if they're tired of us, they have an there's alternatives out there. You can flip over and listen to Rich Lord talking about J.J. Watt's junk if you want. Be my guest.
That's no shadow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's people out there that think that's wonderful radio. So be my guest.
Charlie Polillo is probably reading a box score right now. Or is it pregame to the Astros?
It's probably pregame box score Astros, yeah.
Now, somebody on 7-9 is reading an Astros box score, though. I can almost guarantee it. It's not basketball season for them anymore. So
no.
I'm almost certain they're reading you an Astros box score right now.
So you know
if we're not for you, we're not for you. It's all right.
Well, fine. We can preview the Astros game tonight as the Reds come to town.
It's going to be sports.
It is. The Reds are 26-41 on the season.
That's not good.
Which means they're not as good as the Astros. They're starting a rookie who's 1-4 with a 5.14 ERA against Lance McCullers. If you were interested in wagering, and I don't want to turn this into a betting thing because, gosh, that would be wrong.
That's part of why people don't like us, Fred. Don't do that.
Astros minus 280, which...
That sounds like value on the Reds.
Yeah,
though.
It kind of does. I hate to say it. But the Reds are just 2-8 in interleague play. 5-6 since June of last year. And, that's there's some stats for you. How's that? Is that good?
All right, thanks.
Is that good radio?
Speaking of good radio, one of the guys that I enjoy when we're out on those trips to Vegas is I like when we get to talk to Max Kellerman.
Yeah.
Who I think is one of the best at his job, when either boxing or when he's just doing his show in L.A. Well, apparently, Max Kellerman may be taking a new job.
Okay.
Apparently, this Skip Bayless era at ESPN ends.
Yeah.
You know, it's coming up on Sunday night.
Right.
And he's going to go to Fox Sports 1. And there's been a lot of discussion on who's going to be on the show with Stephen A. Smith, who's going to be on First Take. And now apparently Max Kellerman's name has come to the top of the list of guys to take that job. I'm sure it's a ton of money for Max, so I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, is that really worth it?
Well, I think it's something that everybody who is in our business has to weigh sometimes. Is that going to be – would that be the right thing for Max? From a financial standpoint, if he's going to become the next Skip Bayless, then, yeah, he's going to become a bigger star. I mean, you appreciate him. I appreciate him. I think a small niche appreciates him. This takes him to the entire sports world.
Yeah.
This is a huge move for him.
But will it also change him?
Of course it will. You have to. He's not going to be able – he's a reasonable guy. He's the kind of guy that does a lot of the same stuff we do, has opinions, but, you know, is not going to force opinions on things. This is going to change him. But I would say for the kind of money, you know, I can't honestly sit here and tell you if I'm Max Kellerman and I'm offered that, I'm saying no to it. Even knowing that I'm not going to be myself, that I'm going to be what they want me to be.
I have a hard time with that. I'd have a hard time sitting there and doing that show every day. I'd have the same hard time doing the show if you were replacing Stephen A. Smith and putting me in there with Skip Bayless.
Right, right.
Working with either one of those guys just seems like a nightmare.
Oh, it's absolutely a nightmare. But look at it this way.
But it's a several million dollar a year nightmare.
You do it for 2 years, AJ, and then you can go back to doing what you want. And if I'm Max, I'm thinking about that because he'll be able to write his own ticket. And then if he wants to go and do the kind of stuff that, you know, like I think he could go do Lampley's thing on HBO in 3 years.
Yeah.
And do whatever he wants because he's going to have the money to do it. It's distasteful. And I don't think I could do it in the end because I'm not even sure I could say I'd do this for 2 years because I'd be miserable. And I'm not sure it's worth the money to be miserable.
That's the thing.
But I think he'd be good at it. It would not be the Max that we've come to know, but I think it would be a good move for him.
And I wonder if that's going to – if it'll affect him doing his show. You know, is he going to be able to do that show and then later in the day do his radio show?
No, I don't – I think the radio show is probably gone. I think he's got – although Stephen A. still does it. Stephen A. does the one on Sirius. So, I mean, I guess it's possible. But, I do think it would change things, though.
Oh, Jong says, put yourself in his shoes. Work with Stephen A. or Michelle Beadle.
I'll take Stephen A.
God.
I would take Stephen A.
I would take Stephen A, too. If I worked with Michelle Beadle, I would get fired almost instantly. I wouldn't last long there. Mm. Yeah, that's a Sophie's choice right there. I'd have a hard time with either one. All right, I'm going to tell you guys about Allied Outdoor Solutions one more time. It's summertime. You want to be relaxing outdoors in style, and Allied Outdoor Solutions can give you that custom style and quality you've come to expect. Call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions today to get yourself ready for the summertime. 713-465-0400. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, or your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. Carved stone gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's troweled, hand-carved, and custom-colored for your home, so it's going to look amazing. I mean, they match it up. Everything's looking great. It's slip-resistant. It's twice as strong as concrete, and they stand behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you hang on to some of your cash, too. They've got several monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get that carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom on I-10 and the Beltway today. Check out everything they can do. It's going to blow your mind what they're capable of at this place. Or you can check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at beautifyyourconcrete.com. That's beautifyyourconcrete.com. Or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
It may not mean nothing to y'all. Understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Live Sports Bar on Main. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And Voldemort was just showing me that a woman passed out from the heat waiting for the Trump rally.
Hard times.
I think it's safe to say I'm never going to pass out from heat waiting for any politician to do anything, ever. But that's just me. So... 713-780-3776. Brian says, love the show, but you have to dial back the sensitivity, man. Your emotional response is like jet fuel for the haters. Okay, so it's sensitive to respond to somebody who is being an insulting dick. That's sensitivity? Or is that standing up for yourself? I'm not sure. I guess I'm just a sensitive bitch then, because I'm not going to let people run all over us. So, okay, I'll dial back the sensitivity. I won't respond to anybody. How's that? Does that work?
That's okay.
Okay, fine. I got more stats on the Reds and Astros if you want.
No, I'm good on that.
You're not a Dish Network guy, are you?
No. I'm actually making the switch, though, from, like, our deal was up every few years you call.
You had U-verse, right?
Yeah, I've had U-verse forever. And our bill went up, and, you know, when your bill goes up, you never just accept it. You always call and ask for a new deal, and they always give you a new deal. Well, this time they weren't going to give us a new deal because they're, I guess, since AT&T and Dish Network or DirecTV merged,
yeah,
they're trying to push everybody to DirecTV.
Right.
And my wife went for it, and we've been pushed to DirecTV.
You won't be sorry about
save
that.
We're going to save like $60 a month.
You won't
guess.
Be sorry. DirecTV is the nuts, man. I have no complaints about the DirecTV.
No,
I know.
You do have complaints because every once in a while you're like, oh, I couldn't watch the game because it was raining really hard.
That's a
solid complaint that I've never had to deal with because I've never been a satellite.
It happens 3 times a year.
That's 3 more times a year than I have to deal with it.
But the other stuff you get from them, it's well worth it.
Plus, I remembered all my channels. I don't know.
You'll like it. You'll be fine. You just don't like change.
I don't like change.
I get it. I love DirecTV. Well, anyway, Dish is, if you're a Dish guy, they don't even have NFL Network now.
Really?
Yeah, they...
Man, Dish is... I mean, I guess that's why it's... That's like the Cricket Wireless of the cable world.
Yeah, Dish has elected to remove NFL Network and NFL Red Zone from its systems. That leaves some 14 million subscribers without NFL Network. Now, it's off-season, so they don't really care. But
they don't care.
Yeah, they're also in a dispute with WGN, and NFL Network is $1.40 per subscriber, which is not bad. I mean, that's cheaper than ESPN. I probably watch NFL Network as much as I watch ESPN these days. Certainly I do during football season.
During football season, yeah, I watch it quite a bit.
But if you add it all up, it's probably pretty close. But I'm sure they'll resolve their differences. But right now, if you're a Dish person, you're bleeped. A friend of mine said, I switched to 790 during the break for bleeps and giggles, and guess what they were reading last night's box score.
Uh-huh. Ding, 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 ding.
So there you go. That's your option, folks. You want to go that direction? Go that direction. It's all good by me. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody asked, what if the politician was Daenerys? I'm not a fan of hers right now. But I don't want to do any more Game of Thrones because that'll just chase people off, apparently. But, yeah, I'm not a fan. Speaking of that UFC bid we talked about that's at $4 billion, did you see who was one of the guys behind one of the bids?
No.
Well, you're a huge Patriots fan, so this should make you happy. Patriots owner Robert Kraft is said to be part of a group that is bidding for the UFC. The Kraft group is tied up with a group called WME, being financed by multiple investors, but the Kraft group's a big one. Apparently, the other possibilities are the China Media Capital and Dalian Wanda Group.
Okay.
All of whom are over $4 billion for this.
Who are you cheering for?
Well, the Chinese already own everything.
Yeah.
So I don't think they should get it. I don't know anything about the Dalian Wanda Group.
I don't either.
And I do know that everything Robert Kraft touches seems to turn to gold, so I'd be okay with that. But I mean, I don't know enough about their group, just that he's involved with it. So Dustin says he made the switch from UVerse to Direct TV and misses UVerse. See, I never had UVerse to miss, so I can't tell you.
UVerse has always been so good to me, man. I hate to let it go, but I mean, what's done is done. And everyone says DirecTV is good.
Now, you'll like it once you adjust to it. I have no complaints about DirecTV except
I'm going to lose my mind when it's raining and my TV's not working.
Well, and like I said, it's three times a year. Unfortunately, it always seems like the three most.
Time.
Yes, every time
it's going to be on a Sunday every time.
Yeah.
The other thing is,
and you know what happens? What makes it worse?
It messes up your DVR, right? Like if you've got some stuff recording and there's a storm.
It will mess up the recording. But here's the worst part: is if it happens, and where I am, man, I've got great reception because I'm on the 21st floor. So it takes a bad storm.
There's no trees in your way.
Right. It takes a bad storm. But if it messes up there, I can't come down here to live or something and watch it because theirs is going to be gone
right.
too. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, it is what it is. I'm not totally bummed about it. I've heard good things. Do I expect it to be as good as what I've had? No. Do I expect it to be $60 a month or worse? Probably not. The other thing they said that was going to be an upside was because UVerse runs through my internet line. So they said that my Wi-Fi is immediately going to get a lot faster.
Yeah.
Because the TV is not going to be sucking up my internet.
Well, I have no problems with my internet either. I have AT&T. And I have DirecTV, and I have the whole combined bundle there, and I have no problems. Somebody said, dude, you need Comcast. No offense, and if you work for Comcast, I apologize. I had nothing but horrible luck with Comcast, not just as a cable provider, but with their internet. And I tried them three times, and all three times were a disaster. So, you know, if you're a Comcast person, that's great, but they will never get my business again.
No. I'm not about cable companies in general.
Well, I mean, I gave them a chance again 3 years ago, and they were even worse. So, I mean, I have nothing positive to say about Comcast ever. So, yeah, people go, oh, Comcast does not have these problems. Comcast has much worse problems, trust me. And by the way, their customer service is the worst. I mean, it is not even close. So, anyway, but thanks for the suggestion. Just trust me, I've tried it. Never happening again.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's give something away. Let me give this to the good people today, which is still 95% of you, by the way. Schlitterbahn Galveston now has the world's tallest water coaster, Massive, with four uphill blasts and a never-before triple-down ending into a landing pool. Massive promises to be a crazy, wild, and wet ride. Now's your chance to ride it for yourself with A.J. Hoffman. Win an invitation
that's
to join.
That's my name.
Yeah, that's you. Win an invitation to join ESPN 97.5 to Schlitterbahn Galveston with a season pass for yourself. A season pass, by the way. And we'll throw in a free daily ticket for you to bring a guest. For details about Schlitterbahn and Massive, log on to schlitterbahn.com/Galveston. Caller 20. Boom. Done.
Boom.
You get to get Massive with AJ. That didn't sound nearly as good as you get to get Massive with AJ.
No.
Oh, well. So, what was that, John?
How you sleeping, Fred?
I'm sleeping like a champ, thanks to Texas Mattress Makers. And the great thing about Texas Mattress Makers, guys, if you're in the market, they're still doing business the old-fashioned way, honestly, straightforward. And just like Yuval, the owner, they take a great pride in building quality, handcrafted mattresses piece by piece, layer by layer. And the reason I can tell you about Texas Mattress Makers and how much care they put into it is I've seen it. I've been out there many times. Yuval's taken me around the factory and shown me what they do with these mattresses. I never knew anything. I never knew anything close to what it took to put together a great mattress. And they showed me, and suddenly you're like, oh, wow, why isn't everybody buying your mattresses? Why are they going to these retail stores and spending all this money and they're not getting the quality? Well, that's what I'm here to tell you about. Go to Texas Mattress Makers. You're buying straight from the factory. Here's an example. You go to a retail store, queen set, $480. You go to Texas Mattress Makers, $245, because they make them right there and sell them directly to you. These are good people, honest people, who want to put you on a great bed at the best price for you. And I've been in there and actually saw somebody who wanted a more expensive bed, and they said, no, this is a better bed for you, and it was half the price. So you're going to get a great deal. You're going to save a bunch of money. You're going to get a great sleep, and you're going to get honest business. That's what they do at Texas Mattress Makers. The best sleep at the best price guaranteed. Visit them today, 4619 Navigation, at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them I sent you, TexasMattressMakers.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-3776. Last segment. Didn't realize that.
That's it, man.
Yeah, this has gone by fast. So you're looking for a place to watch a game tonight. We'll be here for till 10 o'clock tonight, hanging out and watching Astros upstairs and having drinks and a lot of cool people here. So it'll be a good time. SunFest 2016, the fourth annual beach party and volleyball tournament, is back, presented by Landshark Lager. We kick off the summer with a party each year on the first official Saturday of summer. Join us tomorrow on East Beach. We have volleyball divisions for all levels of players, and this year we're giving away ESPN gear, tickets, and a four-night stay to any Red Roof Inn in the U.S. SunFest is courtesy of the Galveston CVB, the Galveston Parks Board, Gulf Coast Volleyball Association, ESPN 97.5, and Landshark Lager. And just so that there's no confusion, the Fred who is opening the festivities tomorrow is Fred Davis, not me. So
yeah,
apparently there was some confusion over that, but some people can't read an email.
So if you were going to Galveston strictly to see Fred Fowler,
then you have issues.
You're going to be disappointed.
Yeah. But if you're going to see Fred Davis, then you don't have issues because obviously much cooler guy. I don't know if you saw this, but did you see the player who is third in voting for second baseman in the AL is no longer with his team?
No.
The Royals have optioned Omar Infante, who is third in second baseman voting. Altuve is the leader at 1.2, but Robinson Cano second at 767. Third in the voting, Omar Infante, 711,000, ahead of Dustin Pedroia and Ian Kinsler.
Royals fans vote, man. You got to give them that.
Yeah, they don't buy audiobooks, so I'll tell you that.
Man, that's true.
Don't mean to be a jerk, but yeah, you guys. Anyway.
The Altuve Cano debate is a very good one. And I'd have a hard time choosing which one of those guys is deserving to start that game, but they're both going to be in it.
Yeah, and they're both playing really well. And Altuve, they're through the roof right now. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Daniel, what's up,
Daniel?
Danny boy,
we are unavailable to take your call.
Oh well, wonderful. That's just.
Thank you for calling.
You call it.
That's actually in the lead right now.
Yeah, that's probably the best one we've had so far. Congratulations. And you aren't on anymore, so you can't win. 281 says, guys, come on. An innocent child died. Let's move on.
We're discussing what, if anything, should be done about alligator overpopulation, sir. By the way, I love how every child's presumed innocent. We don't know what that kid had going on in his diaper. That's a bad joke. That's poor taste, but. Yeah,
that was. Taylor, you're on the blitz. Go.
Hey now,
turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down and sports.
Go, man.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, I was sitting and.
Okay, you're going to have to get a phone. We're losing you, man. Sorry.
Phone fail.
Yeah.
Phone fail.
Double down. Barry Warner for the granny porn.
Ooh. Okay.
You know, and I'm guessing a lot of Barry's friends, you know, probably old. Their eyesight's not what it was. I think there might be some potential there.
This has been a Cricket Porno production. Chirp.
You got someone in there watching you today, John?
Yeah. The takeover guys, they're hosting the show on Sunday, so he's kind of trying to look at the clocks and stuff and how everything works.
And I was telling him before the show, that clock on Yahoo, good luck with that. That is a hard clock.
I hate it.
I know.
I hate that clock. And I feel like our clock is too firm. I almost left the L off that. That would have been the worst sentence ever. I don't like it. I don't like having no wiggle room. Fred just got the joke.
Yeah, it just took me a second. Little grenade joke there. They have created a new category of porn called described video that adds special narration to already existing porn films.
I think we've found our next audiobook. We could probably use Sean Salisbury because, you know, he's a
big star.
Tied to some pictures.
How would you describe Sean's penis?
Well, I'm just writing it. I'm not going to describe it. That's whoever.
Well, you said. I just want to see how your business idea would work.
This is John's business idea.
Sean's penis, how would you describe it? Like,
You know what? No, I'm just going to tell you that this
would
is.
You call it meaty?
Yeah, I guess you would.
That's not how I would describe it, but that's okay if that's what you think.
I'm not really here to describe it. I'm just saying I'm not. Well, maybe I do have to write that, don't I? I have to write the description.
Yeah.
You know? Stupid stuff. We said the squeak.
I'm not quite sure how you dragged me into that.
You drug yourself into that, sir.
No, it was Jong's idea.
Talking about Sean Salisbury having a meaty penis.
You said that.
You said it.
No, you said
it. I asked if you would describe it as meaty, and you said,
well, maybe,
yes. You said yes.
No, but you should have asked, how would you describe it? Not put words in my mouth.
I asked you how you would describe it, and you fumbled over yourself, and then
because I wasn't really...
I gave you an option, and you were like, but meaty, that sounds right.
No, but okay, because I wasn't really in a position where I really felt like I was supposed to be coming up with actual descriptive terms that short of a time.
Yeah.
I'd be very careful about how I say that short in reference to this, but it was John's idea. John came up with a great idea. I agreed with him, and then... somehow it turned into I'm describing his penis as meaty.
Meaty. Gross.
I'll write the content, but I don't know that I need to describe someone's penis. That's all. Anyway, I do think this is going to make us rich.
Good luck with that.
Not because of Sean, but just in general. All right. Well, guess what? That's mercifully going to wrap things up. But if you're
RIP to my power cord, by the way.
Oh, is it dead?
Yeah, this was this was the last show for this power cord. I've got the dreaded... the cord's coming apart from the power supply thing.
Yeah.
So
dust in the wind for that bad boy.
I'm sure that's $500 at the Apple store this weekend. I can't wait.
Oh, boy.
You got Father's Day plans?
I'm going to do something with my kids. Don't know yet.
You're going to have to take them to lunch.
Yeah, you know how it goes.
And your wife is going to ask for money for Father's Day, your ex-wife.
No comment on that. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. Voldemort did a great job. Appreciate all the Blitzers who came out here today. Love
great
you guys.
Great spot, man. Come out here.
Yeah, live sports bar. We're going to be here for another few hours, so if you want to come on out, be upstairs. Till Monday, stay sportsy, bitches.